Hi guys, and welcome to Sisters in the City with me, Anna Bikini.
And me, Mandy Bikini, and welcome to episode one of season
7.
Which is, I didn't know what season it was, so I'm glad you said that.
Didn't you?
No.
It's my favourite number.
7
is a lucky number. I've got it tattooed on both my ankles.
It was really cute.
Born on the 7th of the 7th, and yeah.
It's really cute, and you know what? You kept pushing Ginger Beer to put her gamble 7, and you know it came, yeah?
Oh, well, just when I didn't put it on.
Yeah. We put on everyone, and then that time we didn't put it on, it was.
I know. Anyway, I know we said, like, in the last episode, we're going to brainstorm, we're going to come back with season 7 with a bang, and we're going to do loads of research.
But we have, obviously, we're unreliable.
No, that's not what happened. Well, we are going to do that, but we've had to record this episode in advance before we're going away. So
all the brainstorming, all the planning, all the genius is going to happen while me and Anna are away, because we're going away for over 2 weeks.
Yeah, almost 3 weeks.
Oh God, amazing.
So a lot of the time as well, we're like in Gingerbeard's villa in Cyprus. So we're going to have a lot of free time, and we're going to use that time for the podcast. But we're still going to have an amazing episode one, guys. We're not going to let you down.
No, we're not. But we want to come with like different stuff.
Yeah.
Like never seen before.
Like kind of like a structure we want to think of, like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, you know, as soon as we landed back in the UK, yeah, after the amazing cruise that we talked about at the end of season 6, it was raining. It's like been raining.
It was raining the whole time you were away as well.
It's really bad, yeah, the weather here. Like,
no wonder though, everyone in the UK is so miserable, because I'm telling you, like, being cold is one thing, but rain, like, even the dogs are miserable. Like, I can't take the dogs on a walk because they just get completely, and they're tiny. So they get,
if you can, you have to put a raincoat, we have to buy some raincoats and stuff.
But then their feet and stuff, like,
to wash their feet when they come back. But they don't like it. They hate it.
They hate the rain. Like even when I let them out for a wee, they don't want to go out in the rain.
Yeah, our dogs are like rain phobia, I'm not joking. So yeah, I can't wait to get away, and I just don't know if I can, carry on living in this country. I really don't know.
We say this every time.
I don't want to use a really like forbidden word. I can't do it. Anyway, like, I've covered my ears in this episode because I'm having like really like, I've always had issues on my ears. Yeah, my ears stick out a lot, and like I get trolled about it. But I don't mind.
So annoying.
I don't mind being trolled about it. Yeah, but like it's something that I never like myself. And so I've covered my ears with my hair, and like, Anna, you just say, wait, when we're away, like, yeah, maybe you should.
You asked me, should I go get my ears pinned back? I said, yeah, why not?
Yeah. So I want it.
Well,
I don't know if Ginger Beer is going to, like, you know, support another surgery after the last one made me worse. He's going to be worried that this one is, like, going to come out. I'm going to come out of 3 years. You never know. You really never know with surgery.
My boob surgery, like, I keep pushing it back. I pushed it to September because I need to get to my goal weight before I have my surgery, because obviously it's a lift.
And if you lose weight, and your boobs,
yeah. So if I get a lift and I lose weight, it droops again. So like, there's no point of me doing it.
Just stop booking it. Don't book it until you got to your goal weight.
And I'm just not getting to my goal weight.
This happened with me with like these hip fillers. I wanted to get to fix the botched hips, and then I kept pushing it, and then I just started listening. I'm just gonna get out, so I get back to you when I lose weight. So yeah,
I just think the goal weight's them around. I know I'm not gonna mess them around, but like, I'm thinking to go on another cruise in September, so I don't think it's going to happen.
She basically wants to go to the cruise
and eat everything.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it.
Because I want to do that, because I never got to do that last time, because obviously Mykonos was right after. But if I book another cruise in September, I'm just going to I'm basically going to let, what do you call it? In Ibasin, you call it Ogde.
Yeah. What is when it? You've got like this baker's hole inside of you where you need to feel.
Oh, wow. That's a really good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Baker's hole. Because I went there and I didn't get to enjoy it properly. So I want to go back.
My mouth is watering just by thinking about the cruise.
Me too. So anyway, we've got Mykonos and Cyprus coming up. I'm really excited. Finally, I get to go away with Kalsic after a year. I've been looking forward to it. And
I need to ask you, do you pack like a Kalsic suitcase for him?
No. In fact, their friend, the one that you work for, apparently he's getting his mum to come round and pack his suitcase.
Yeah.
That's a madness. Grown ass men getting their mum to come over to their place to pack their suitcase.
Yeah, that's,
I'm telling you,
that's
now,
wild.
Yeah, if I had a son, yeah, that shit's not going down.
Yeah, that's wild, because like, I live with Ginger Beer, I'm his girlfriend.
Is he expecting you to pack a suitcase?
I didn't pack his suitcase to go to the cruise, but I unpacked it for him in the cabin, and then I packed it again in the cabin.
Unpacking is one thing. Packing though, like, how do you pack someone's suitcase?
And then when we came back to London, I unpacked everything for him. So the thing is about packing someone's suitcase, I can't do it because I don't know what they want.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so I don't think he'd want me to pack.
Yeah.
But he wants probably wants me to unpack when we're there and then unpack when we're back in London and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's long though, yeah? It's long enough packing and unpacking to yourself. Doing that for your partner. Like, guys, do you do that for your partner? Do you pack?
No, I mean, and he is taking you on an amazing bloody holiday, which is going to cost him loads of thousands and thousands. I can't even tell you how expensive Mykonos is.
Yeah, it is.
So just unpack a suitcase, Mandy.
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to do some relationship dilemmas today. Also, I'm getting like bombarded with relationship dilemmas on my Instagram. So obviously, it's needed.
And there's so many relationship dilemmas. It's like the most prominent one.
It's required. We are expert
at giving bad advice.
Yeah.
So we have to do this.
It's funny though, because people actually genuinely want our advice. And it's like, maybe we give good advice.
I've received emails and their subject is help. Like, that's how we
maybe might we change our career path, Mandy.
Maybe we should just, you know, go into this kind of career of like relationship counselors.
Yeah.
Everyone will end up single.
But we are in the worst relationship, so how could we do that?
It has its pros. It has its pros.
But I've got some, and I thought we'd go for them.
It was so amazing on the cruise, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were such an amazing person, and as soon as we land in London,
like the cunt just cracks open.
It must be the air.
It must be something in the air. Yeah.
It's like he's a different person in the UK.
Right?
They have a different relationship in the UK.
Isn't that weird?
It's just literally,
as soon as you guys land,
you actually. Right now, like, I cannot, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
About what?
I was like, you're going to drop me to work tomorrow morning. Yeah, you know, I'll go on my admin job. Because at the moment, I'm working in a location where he is opposite to me. Like, I mean, opposite as in like...
Right opposite.
Right opposite, yeah. He's like, I just can't even believe what you come out with. I'm awake. I'll drop you. Yeah. I was like, what if you're not awake? I'm going to get on your phone and book myself an Uber.
Yeah.
And then he's like, why? Like, so my responsibility, what? And so my exact message back, are you on crack, mate? That's my exact message back. Right. Like, it is your responsibility when A, you're my man, and second, you're going to go to work
anyway.
And you have to be at the 8:30 yet. And I start at 9.
So it doesn't make any sense. You have to be there at 8:30. You might as well just wake up on time.
Because he can actually go in whenever he wants. That's not the point. The point is, like, when you have to go there anyway, and I'm opposite you when you want to go in
at the same time.
Which this whole time I've been working recently opposite him, he's never said a word. He's always just been like, babe, I'm dropping you, wakes up, drops me. Something's happened to him. It's like, we just landed. Do you know what I mean? We just come back to the UK. So it's like, something's happened, something's in the air. Anyway, guys, let's listen to your relationship dilemmas.
Yeah.
Because mine are too many.
Right, I've got one here, yeah?
Oh,
it's a bit of a wild one.
What?
It's a wild pillow from behind me. Right. Show everyone the pillow.
Oh.
No one gets to see the pillow.
Such an amazing pillow because under my arse all the time.
Okay, so the first one I've got is, I've caught my husband and sister secretly texting and calling each other, but I don't know if it went any further, but I'm not over it and it's been over 7 years.
What's been over 7 years?
That she caught this messaging and calling.
And she's still with him.
But I don't think I don't know what she caught.
Oh my God. She's still with him.
Maybe it was innocent texting. Like, I text Gingerbeard, like, how, like, can you open the door for me? I'm coming in. Or, like, I don't know.
Obviously, I don't think it was of that nature, Anna. Unless she's an absolute paranoid freak.
But she just said, I don't know if it went any. Okay. I'm thinking, like, maybe the messages and calls she's seeing is, like, secret, like, kind of, like, flirting. Because she said, I don't think it went any further. So it must have gone to an extent.
That's already gone way too far, baby girl.
Way too far.
That's your sister. Your blood. Your flesh and blood.
It's disgusting. And your husband.
I don't know.
I mean, worse.
Sister's worse.
Sister's way worse.
Expect this shit from men and disgusting. My sister. You don't expect my sister. No. Everybody's getting it.
Yeah.
Bah. Like, I don't care. Like, everybody. I don't care if it's family. Ain't no family no more.
Yeah, by that, she doesn't mean actual, like, you know, guys.
I don't mean by it.
Just for the record,
no violence.
You know, someone wrote in our comments, like, I feel like Mandy's just no filter. Anna's just trying
to... Damage control,
trying to stop them from getting cancelled.
You know what I mean.
But yeah, like, I think that's crazy that she just stayed with her husband after catching that. Like, I don't give a shit. If it's even a hint of flirtiness... Bye.
That's like the lowest level of betrayal.
That's like, what is it? What is that show?
Jerry Springer shit.
Yeah, Jerry Springer shit.
That's some Jerry Springer shit.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't even matter if it's your boyfriend and your sister, let alone husband. I mean,
I'm getting images of Anna and Gingerbread right now. I'm trying to get out of my
head. I'm intrusive thinking.
You're making me...
I'm getting intrusive thoughts.
Stop it. You're making me feel sick.
I'll vomit it. There's nothing wrong with Gingerbread.
Only a part who like walks and farts.
It's a living fart.
And he's your boyfriend.
Anyway, that is disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting. We just can't even handle this dilemma right now.
Your sister is pure evil.
Because obviously we have sisters.
As in we have each other.
We are sisters.
We are.
You just said we have sisters. Now they're going to think we have other sisters.
I mean, we are sisters.
Yeah.
It hurts more.
It cuts deep.
Yeah, because it's like weird as fuck.
Yeah, if you don't have a sibling, you wouldn't understand. But there are siblings that aren't that close at all.
Yeah, either way.
Either way.
It's just like, there's so plenty of other men out there and women out there. Like, what is that?
It's all these weird shows on Netflix, like Obsession, of like women sleeping with their father-in-laws and all these bad influences on society.
Do you think that's what it is?
I don't know.
What is it? I think so. Do you think this used to happen back in the day? No.
Yeah, it probably did. Men are disgusting. Like, with men, it's like, obviously not our men, but there are men out there that are really disgusting and like, you know?
Yeah, do you know what? I was watching that documentary on Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you not watched that. That really beautiful blonde girl. She was like basically with that old 90-something-year-old man. And she was separated from her dad or something at a young age. And then when she became a little bit famous, you know, she reached out to go see her dad and she was so excited and she was so happy.
What are you about to tell me?
No, nothing. She was just really excited.
I tried to fuck her.
Well, you should see the videos of her like setting up to see her dad, really happy. And then she never came out with it, but her best friend later on said that she was in tears because her dad tried it on her. She's obviously like not seen him for so long, and he suddenly sees his daughter, and like she's so beautiful. Like, and I saw another thing on Instagram.
It was disgusting. I know,
I've ever heard in my life. It
broke her heart. Yeah,
broke her heart. Apparently, after that.
He wants to be fucked in the head. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but there's a thing. I saw something.
That's just that. When I said men are, you know, nasty or whatever, I'm cracking joke, first of all. Second of all, I don't mean to that extent. I mean to like, you know,
I saw someone else.
They probably wouldn't say no to sleeping with their girlfriend's friend. Some guys.
Yeah.
A lot of guys. Like, you know, but I don't know. That's on another level.
Something else I saw online is like, do you not think fathers that have daughters that work in like the sex industry, like let's say Playboy, like have like topless pictures, whatever, in magazines and stuff, like I don't know. I think that means explicit content.
Yeah.
Do you not think fathers that have daughters like that must sexualize their own child? I was like, what? Like, that's disgusting.
I mean, they must avoid, hey, look, they must avoid seeing that kind of content, but there's no way like a grown ass man is going to see that content and see his little girl. He's going to. But that's just going to see it in a sexual way. But then it's the truth though. Or do you mean you're going to see it in a sexual way? You're just not going to see it as your innocent little girl. You're not going to think about who that is at that point. It's just,
I don't know how men's minds work, but like that really threw me off and made me feel sick.
No, it's really disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's really disgusting.
She said, I can't stop thinking about it since 7 years. Like there's obviously a reason why you can't stop thinking about it, because these things are just...
There is a lot of slime balls out there,
yeah.
Like a lot. But you obviously ended up with a really, really bad egg there.
Yeah.
And your sister, like, that's the part I can't comprehend.
Yeah.
How do I do that to your own flesh and blood? Like, you're meant to be best friends by blood. Do you know what I mean? You're born together. You kind of should be together till death.
Yeah.
Having each other's back.
It must be so hard for her, though. Like, imagine losing your sister and your husband in one go.
So, like, my cleaner, yeah, I was talking to her today, and she has, like, 9 siblings, yeah?
Wow.
Yeah, and she goes, all of us are so close. She goes, the way we're close is, like, the way we look after each other, support each other, and just always together. She goes, our parents died when, like, we were 16.
Yeah.
And 21. That's, like, very young age, like their parents died, and they've continued their really close relationship. 9 of them.
That's amazing, because I think usually when you have a lot of siblings, mm-hmm. you might not have that much of a close relationship because there's so many of you. But like, that's amazing that they've still got that. But I think me and you, like, our biggest blessing is having
our relationship.
Like, me and Mandy's relationship, we are so close and we always have someone with us. And like, if you do have any siblings out there, my big advice to you is like, just try your best to be close to them. Yeah, it's such a lot to do though with upbringing, because like that lady is my cleaner. She said that her dad constantly went on about it, and his last death wish was that they stay close, that like they no matter what stay so close. So obviously this girl, obviously like something's wrong with the relationship. It's either that or her sister's just evil.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel sorry for them. Like, that is a horrible dilemma. So I'm kind of raised with, like, competitiveness and jealousy and, you know, favouritism and all that.
Horrible.
Yeah. Anyway, I feel like, depending on what the, you know, contents of those messages were, if they were in any way flirtatious, you should be out of that marriage.
I think even after 7 years, it's not too late. Like, just
pluck up the courage.
Or anything.
Yeah, pluck up the courage and leave.
Okay, so the next one's also another... boyfriend cheated. Kind of lie.
I hate all like
this. I know, I'm sorry. Okay, next one. My boyfriend cheated on me with my boss, and I found out after being with him for a year. I have such a good job with so many opportunities I can get from this. I've left him now, but I find it so hard to go to work and face her. What should I do? Leave my job?
Can't you sue her? Don't you think?
You can't sue her.
Yeah, you can.
What, for being with your man? That's outside work.
No, it's not. Because it's affecting your employee.
I really don't think that's it.
Yeah, you can file a grievance.
Yeah, you can. What do you... You could take that bitch to court.
I don't think so. You can if there's someone in your workplace.
No.
What if the woman, the boss, didn't even know that that's her man and they met at a bar? She could be like... She could
file her case in court, bitch.
I think you've just made that up.
You know what, yeah?
I think you fully made that.
I don't think so. I genuinely...
We're going to Google this after.
I genuinely think she can. Because what she's done is, like, caused a trauma and, like, grievance for her employee who she should be protecting.
She could be like, I didn't even know that
she was going to fight that case in court.
I don't think so. Because I think it's a sexual thing if it's in the workplace, outside the workplace. Mm. Like, if it's to do with work. Like, if she was with someone in the work...
What are you going
to
do in a situation? I would tell my man, fuck her again.
No, because...
You better get some nasty-ass videos and pictures of her and send them to me, otherwise I want to leave you. And then with that, I want to blackmail her for a pay rise.
Okay, she's joking, everyone.
Well, basically, she's left the man, Mandy. She's left the guy. And she's just like,
wow, at least this one's got brain.
Yeah, but she's finding it hard to go to work. Because she has to face the woman that slept with her man.
You have to get rid of the boss. You guys watch horrible bosses one, and they're horrible bosses two. And then you have to follow.
But do they do things in that?
Yeah.
To get rid of the boss?
Yeah, but they were planning on killing their boss. It's a comedy, though, and it's a joke.
Fuck.
Please don't get attacked. But you need to get rid of that boss.
Like, how?
She got to go on a plant, some like joints in her drawers, some shit.
No, Maddie, that's illegal.
You have to fuck her now.
And you're definitely suing for that.
If she's that much of a freak that she's out here, you know, home wrecking, sleeping with people's husbands and shit, she'll probably sleep with you too. Probably wouldn't mind about Fanny in her life.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Sleep with her and then be like, you need to leave.
Yeah, but that's really like advocating like
male.
All that lesbian behaviour for someone who might be straight.
So?
There's nothing wrong with that.
So, none of this advice was right advice. Let's actually give some good advice.
All right, what you need to do.
What she needs to do, because if it's a good job and a good opportunities, good money, don't ever let shit like that go over a man.
Come on, though. You can't go to work and face that, you know.
That will be the biggest...
pussy power every day.
Let me talk, yeah, because basically, if you... First, number one rule is never let a man or a woman get a relationship, get in the way of your bag. Money first, opportunities first.
You sound right, like 50%. This is not true.
Yes.
No, this is not true. Where you
want it work?
You're listening to Snoop Dogg videos. Where are you listening to this? Don't let a relationship get in the way of your bag. No, no, no.
100%.
In fact, actually, you know, the dynamics and the health of your relationship has a massive effect, a domino effect on like progression in all areas of your personal life.
I believe, yeah, time is a healer. And within time, she'll get over it, but then she'll still have her sick job.
What do you mean? Studies have been done on people and they realise that the health of your romantic relationship is what determines overall progress and happiness in other areas of life, from work.
But she's already had this job and she's left the man. She's heartbroken and she's upset. She has to face that woman, yeah?
Right.
You think she should leave her job?
I think... and high paid.
Your advice is like, go to work every single day, get that bag, get that money, but be depressed and miserable and upset every day. You have to face that woman.
Yeah, I think.
No, your mental health comes first.
No, I was going to say, go to work every day, face that woman, and do other things in your outside work life to try and help heal yourself and help change your way of thinking.
That's a lovely, you know, Hollywood rom-com kind of way of looking at it.
So you should quit her job.
Would you realistically be able to go to work the next day?
Well, not the next day, but like I would.
That's job.
I'll take
work.
A little bit of time off work. Yeah. Sickness. And I'll go like, what? I've never faced that woman telling you what to do after she told your man how to eat her pussy. All I'm saying is,
there's no
if
way.
If I leave a high opportunity, high paid job over a fucking prick and a bitch, I will regret that for the rest of my life, because time is a healer and there will be one day when none of that means anything to you. There's guys that hurt me in the past where I would be crying, couldn't look at their face. Now I laugh and I'm like, ha ha,
yeah.
Yeah. So there will be a time in your life where you look at her and it will mean nothing.
Yeah, but then that's after loads of distance and space from the situation and the people related to the situation.
Yeah, well, at least
you cannot heal looking at her face and imagine her fuck face every day.
Yeah, well, in this circumstance, you don't have, like, it's anything that you leave?
No, there's something called holding it out until you find another job. Find a better job. Find another job.
No, I don't know what she can't. What is an amazing, amazing opportunity with such a good job with many opportunities?
Well, then horrible bosses one and two. Horrible bosses one and two.
Stop with this fucking jokes, man, because people don't know your journey.
You cannot heal. When the aggressor is there every day telling you what to do, you cannot heal.
How? Why would you say that? There must be ways of healing. Because what if there's people that have no choice?
Have you put me them files on my desk by Monday, yeah? Because I don't... Look, she fucks your husband or your man or whatever. She done all of that. All that happened, bro.
I still think time is a healer. And
I'm going to punch out of the face. And then they see how long it takes me to heal from that. We want today's dilemma.
Okay, fine. Right. My boyfriend is showing signs of a gambling addiction and his dad has one too. I'm very worried.
I went through a little phase like this, yeah?
Okay.
Oi, I went through some phases. It dipped in and out. You know, we had a few relapses.
I don't know what it is. I feel like, obviously, Gingerbeard's Greek, Kazakh's Greek, and since coming into this Greek community,
they do love a little bit of a gambling, but even, roulette.
Even in the area that we live, like, obviously, there's a lot of Greeks. There's a lot of, like, gambling things. What is it called?
Poker.
No, the gambling shops.
Casinos.
No, like, traders, you know.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Okay, anyway, yeah.
It's really bad. Gambling can actually be more devastating to personal lives and relationships than even a hardcore drug addiction.
Yeah, and you know what? I can see how it can be addictive, because honestly, when we were on the cruise with Gingerbeard, when he was playing, like, I would have loved to stay at that table.
Fixated.
Yeah, the whole night. Like, it's like, and just next time the number's going to come up. Next time the number's going to come up. And people have literally lost their house, their kids, like, money, school,
everything.
They lost
their liar at, like, the roulette table, yeah, and you stare at it like, manifesting. That's how a lot of manifesting is just bullshit. Yeah. No matter what I manifest. But you know what? I really believe that there's a magnetic thing underneath roulette and stuff that stops it going on the numbers that you want, by the way. That's
what I mean.
Yeah.
Do you actually?
Yes, 100%. Otherwise, the odds would always be in our favour, because there's, like, for example, there's 10 numbers, yeah? Loads of people have bet it. It's not just you. So, like, 7 numbers are taken.
I'm not sure there's, like, a maximum amount of people that can go on a table.
Yeah, like 5. Yeah, there is.
I don't know. I just don't think that they could do that, man.
Yeah, how does it make sense? How would it always fall on the number where no one's put anything on? How? Every time, like, there's 5 people, Gingerbiz bet on, like, 5 different numbers. The other guys bet on 5 different numbers. Everyone's bet so much. And then it falls on the one that no one's bet on. And then rarely will it fall on the one that someone's bet on. It doesn't make sense to me. But anyway.
Yeah.
So Gingerbiz doesn't obviously have a gambling addiction now. And he never did, really. But he started developing a habit where he was doing it a lot.
Like with football games. Like,
yeah.
Stuff like that. Basketball games.
And what made him stop was, like, after losing too much, he just realised, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah.
And stopped. But if
is it her boyfriend? Partner.
Her partner.
Like, boyfriend.
It's like, you need to take some kind of control.
Yeah. 100%. Because don't let it get to the point where, because she's saying he's showing signs, get in there before it gets too
late. You have to be the controlling, nagging
yeah
woman.
You have to. You just have to. As much as it must pain you, you have to be annoying.
And if it's getting to the point where, like, he's going into savings, he's selling things or borrowing money, red flag, red flag, red flag.
Yeah, stop his access to things. You just, I don't know, if it gets to that point where he's taking money out of the account, then that's a whole other story.
Yeah, like, that's an addiction. Addiction is when you're borrowing, you're stealing or taking or selling
even
things.
You, when we were on the cruise and he was gambling, you still took control, even though he's not an addict.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like, let's say he wins some money, she'd take that money and be like, you're not gambling.
And I put it in my pocket.
And she'd put it in her pocket and, like,
delete the apps off his phone, get him banned off websites.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Email websites, gambling websites, get him banned.
Yeah.
They're quite strict on regulations for gambling now. They're actually very heavy on it.
Yeah. I mean, I downloaded the app because I wanted to, like, do it on, like, a football game, just, like, for fun, like, gamble £1. Like, you know, I mean, even the lottery is gambling, if you could say.
Yeah.
But I thought, like, just for fun, £1 here, £1 there. And for some reason, the app just shut my account.
Yeah.
For no, like, I don't know whether, like, it's something to do with my name. I don't know what it could be.
Probably because you have no history of, like, gambling. They probably think maybe that your account's been, like, hacked or whatever.
I don't know. But, yeah.
But, you know, there's, like, a friend of ours, someone we know, who kind of, like, gets in and out of, like, gambling too heavy and then stops. And he wastes a lot of money on gambling. And you know what he says is quite scary. He says that, like, gambling is worse and ruins lives more than drugs, because with drugs there's only a certain limit of drugs you can take, for example, on a certain day,
yeah,
or on a week. Like, there's only a certain amount your body can handle, but with gambling there's no end, there's no limit.
That's not true.
If you think about, if you're
out of money, what?
No, if you're willing to go to the extent of stealing,
all right, okay,
boring, then really it's more limitless.
Okay.
Like, I know someone who was Ginger Bear's friend, and he had to just hold some money for his other friend for literally a day. Hold money for a day, and everyone trusted him a bit, and he gambled it all, 26k, in a matter of like 3 hours. Literally, just, that
can't be controlled over.
Yeah, they can't control the urge.
Yeah,
sad actually.
So anyway, there's rehab and stuff for that, no?
Yeah, I'm actually taking this scenario very seriously, aren't I?
Yeah.
I would say that this whole dilemma really depends on how long this has been going on, what extent.
She just said he's showing signs.
Oh, right. So it was probably beginning. And obviously, like, to what extent he's going
but
to.
But she said his dad to feed the addiction.
Has an addiction.
Yeah.
Which is, addiction personalities are genetic.
Yeah. And also what you grow up seeing can have a big effect on
money.
Yeah. So beware. Beware.
Put yourself first. Hide your money. Like, I don't know what to say.
I think you've given us good advice for that. I'm going to move on to the next one. This was wrote in a very gibberish way, so I'm going to try and read it properly. I'd done 30 gifts on his 30th birthday. I did a party at his mum's house, a dinner at his dad's house with his dad's family because his parents are separated. I did everything. And on my birthday, when it was just us two, he didn't want to do anything with me at all. We ordered a takeout and chilled like a usual Saturday. This really upset me and I broke it off. Was I wrong?
Yes, you were wrong. You're wrong in every way.
The way they wrote it was a bit...
I have so many reasons as to why you're wrong.
So she did so much for his birthday and then he did nothing for hers and she fought.
Yeah. Number one reason why you're wrong. Do not do things and expect the same treatment in return. You're not the same person.
What do you mean everybody, without knowing it, does things without being...
Yeah, it's wrong. That's not a normal amount. That's not a normal... That's like me.
It's 30th birthday. Do you not remember what I did for Kazik on his 30th birthday?
Yeah. But that's not a normal... Well, how was it her 30th then? They'd stayed in.
No, I don't know.
It's a normal birthday. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, it's his 30th. Second of all, like, are the things I would want to do for Ginger Beard, like, I know I would never kind of get that same energy in return. So don't do...
I'm telling you, yeah. I get...
No, I'm trying to say...
The thing is, I've learned that the hard way, because obviously when I started off with Cowslick, like, I'd go the extra mile.
You learn a lot in your relationship, whereas I was always smart.
Yeah, like, I'd go the extra mile, like, things, for example, for his birthday, Valentine's Day, like, little stuff, like, every day, breakfast in bed.
That's what I'm right with
saying.
That's now, the same thing. Don't make breakfast in bed every single day, and you know, and then expect in return. Good
guys.
People.
Now, like, for his birthday, he's lucky if he's going to get a card from me. It's, like, that deep. Like, I'm just, like... I'm not getting the same energy back, then I'm... So that's what I think she should have done. I don't think she should have broke it off with him, but maybe just pull back on that energy next time, because I think it's a big enough reason to leave someone. Some people are just not the type to put effort in. They're lazy.
Yeah. And, like, invest in people
depending on how much they invest in you.
100%.
Like, that is so important.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're going to end up depleted mm-hmm. with an empty bag. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm trying to say? And also, like, I feel like if you know anything about the nature of men, you do not, like, it's just, you don't do that. For my Cowslick's 30th birthday, I hired out that whole, like, food catering, background balloons, cake. Like, I did the whole works, invited all of his friends, family, surprised him. And 3 days later, he left me.
Yeah, because, like, men don't like that.
Yeah.
But it's like, that in their head, that's what they want, that's what they like. But what actually attracts them and what they are attracted to is the girl that doesn't do too much.
Yeah.
She's more obsessed with herself and cares. She's more selfish. And it's really sad that their nature is like that, but they won't admit it to you. So let me just tell you for free. Yeah.
And I think you can be smart about it. Like, basically, you can give them a little bit of that.
Yes.
But most of the time, you're selfish. And then when you give them a little bit of they appreciate more. And then they're always trying to chase that.
Yeah. In my language, in Iranian, we say, was it? But that's because she's jolo, but poor, but the Arab. And in Persian, that is a saying which means pulling forward with your hand, but pushing back with your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. So you're pulling and pushing a little bit, yeah? And it's just like, you know, in Love is Blind, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's this episode where, like, Zach in Love is Blind is dating two girls, Bliss and Irina. And then for his birthday, mm-hmm. Bliss bakes him cakes. She stays up all night, bakes him cakes. So sweet. Like, you choose that girl, right? Your connection's there. And she puts it in his room. This is Love is Blind. He hasn't seen either of these girls. And then the other girl, Irina, she's like, I forgot. Sorry, happy birthday. Yeah. And he chose Irina.
Yeah.
Obviously, when he met her, she was an absolute, like, brat. And they didn't have, like, the connection. And he went back to the good girl. But this is a very big sign.
Yeah.
That men are more attracted to that woman.
Yeah, that doesn't go all out.
What? Why?
They see it as...
Why is it like that? She's overcompensating. She's desperate. She's head over heels for me. She's obsessed with me. She must not be that secure in herself.
Yeah, they want to chase. There's no chase.
If she's going to do this for me, she'll probably do this for every man.
Yeah. You have to wait for a while to get that. But, I mean, I don't know how long these two have been together. And
yeah.
I mean,
I'm saying Ginger Beer's birthday is coming up. It's 30. He ain't getting no damn 30 gifts, bro. Like, he ain't know it.
30 gifts.
He's just getting a gift.
30 gifts. Honest. I want to be with her.
You know? I'd appreciate it.
Take me. All right. Well,
let's move on. Learn, girl.
This one's a really short one. I'm crushing hard on my boyfriend's breast mate.
Breast mate? Why did you say breast mate? Okay.
I do that one again. I'm crushing hard on my boyfriend's best friend. Help a bitch out, please.
Ooh, girl.
That's exactly what you are, a bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but you are.
She's not done anything, though. She's just crushing.
That's fucked up. Imagine Ginger Beard was crushing on your mate.
Yeah, but I feel like maybe this person's younger and not in a serious relationship. Like, our relationship when we were in, like, you know, like, college, whatever, it's just not serious.
Okay, well, then we don't know. But either way,
I'm imagining when I hear
but this. But even in college, you're saying that now because you're older and, like, you look back on those relationships like they were a joke. But I remember when we were in that moment and we were in those relationships,
they felt very real.
And, like, yeah. I don't remember ever fancying my boyfriend's
No, same. I just don't know how, like, that happens.
Because once you get into a relationship and that's your boyfriend,
aren't you so
that's obsessed silly.
With them,
like,
though?
And if you're not feeling like that and you've got, you're crushing on someone else,
you shouldn't.
That's a sign, yeah, to leave your boyfriend.
Yeah, like, do you mean, like, finding people good looking? Like,
yeah, because that's
I think Anna's boyfriend's good looking. I think, like, yeah, and loads of people are good looking. Like, that's just a normal thing. Crushing is like having a crush, like, fancy. That's big ick, you.
Yeah,
like, you shouldn't be with your boyfriend if you're gonna develop those kind of feelings for anyone else. You shouldn't be in a relationship. Period.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, once you have those kind of deep feelings for someone,
like, just crushes are strong.
You don't have a crush anymore.
Do you not remember what a crush, like, feels like? A crush is strong.
Yeah, but you don't have crushes when you're in love and in a relationship.
Yeah.
They don't happen. I mean,
I've had times where I've had a crush on two people. Well, I'd like
not when you were in a relationship.
Exactly, that's my point. I said, but once I get into a relationship with someone, that's it, that's my...
It's not a crush. Relationships.
Yeah. So yeah, you shouldn't be in a relationship, and I don't know how that happened, but you need to get out, and like, that guy deserves better.
Yeah.
So we're not sexist.
Yeah, we're not at all.
Yeah, the man deserves better.
He deserves better. We're getting through these dilemmas. Good, you know, because you know someone said that you're not, you don't get through enough dilemmas.
And that's what I plan to do. I don't want to do all of them.
Huh?
I don't like doing that many. I feel like as the episode goes along, my advice starts to get worse and worse.
No, it's not.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like my ears are starting to come out.
And no, because you know what it is? Usually, we so digress and we talk about something completely different from our relationship dilemma.
Yeah.
And then we end up doing like four dilemmas or like
not the best episodes.
No. We got so many dilemmas.
Okay. Are we going to do all of them?
All right. Let's go to the next one. I'm bisexual. I prefer dating women as I feel a more natural connection with them.
Of course you do. Men are weird.
However, when I find myself chatting to guys or even dating them or getting exclusive, I get a voice inside my head telling me to see someone else. And I end up doing a madness and cheating on bare man. Mm-hmm. And I pretend like nothing ever happened. I experience zero guilt, but I just get so bored of them. But why would I never do this to a woman? You could argue and say it's not cheating, but then again, it's not actually right. And I know this. I don't want to be judged, but I wonder if there's anybody out there that's got a voice in their head telling them to do things.
Right.
She's not.
She said I feel zero guilt, zero remorse.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking is that I don't know if this is a girl or a guy, but if this is a girl.
I think it sounds like a girl.
I don't know if this girl, but it could be a guy. But if it's a...
She said natural connection with women, it must be a girl.
Okay, so if it's a girl, that's probably what it is. Maybe in her life, she's had some really bad experience with a man. So that's why she always feels zero guilt when she's with a man, if she's cheating on a man, because she doesn't trust them. She's got bad experience with them.
She doesn't even need to have bad experience.
Just being with a man, you know.
Yeah.
That they're all like cheaters.
Liars.
Like, monogamous, they look liars. And then you just think, well, it's an open relationship. Well, women, you know, we're emotional, we're deep. But we met that on the night series, we met that lesbian girl. And we asked her, because I was arguing Kalzik at that point, and we were talking about, you know, if you listen to our last episode, I was talking about how Kalzik's a liar, he lied to me. And then we said, what did you say?
I asked her, I said, in like lesbian relationships, like, is it really peaceful? Is it really, like, is there a lot of loyalty there? Like, you don't have the same problems that we have with men? Or is it the same?
Yeah.
You know?
And she said,
trust issues, et cetera, et cetera.
And she said it's really bad.
She said it's bad. I knew this anyway because I used to work with lesbians.
And then what they'd say...
And there was a lot of cheating and stuff going on.
But how does that happen? Because aren't we more like women, more emotional?
I always thought like the after all my problems is being with women because we're both loyal, we're both nurturing, we're both caring, we're empathetic, good communication, compassionate, we're loyal. And then now I've heard that the lesbian world is also
full of
like...
But then after she said that, she said to me, you know, if it doesn't work out with your boyfriend, you can also always try dating women.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. And I was like,
and you know, I get really like awkward in that moment. Like I was really awkward. Like I didn't know what to say. I was like,
she wanted a banger.
And she had a boyfriend. She had a girlfriend, really hot girl.
No, she was actually a lovely girl.
She was so sweet. But then I got really awkward. So I just said, yeah, okay. And I agreed to it. But
I thought she agreed to it.
I agreed to it. Just date women one day. But the thing is, I don't think I could ever date.
Why? This is not an episode about your gender and sexual identity.
I don't think I could, only because when I look at a woman, I don't think, oh, I want to rip her clothes off.
Yeah.
When I look at a man, Kalzik, I want to rip his clothes off. But anyway,
I don't feel that when I look at men or women, maybe I'm asexual.
I would have, she was like, even if you don't feel anything, at the end of it, you might have just found a good friend. Yeah. But the thing is.
No, I've been there. Like I went for an experimental phase and I just feel like it reinvalidated how it made me straight to the straight.
Yeah. But some people doesn't work like that.
It made me realize.
Yeah. But say love. No, because it's different for different people. Like look at Amber. She tried out.
Yeah.
And then after she tried out, she realized.
Yeah, but some people don't even need to try out. There's no. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe find out.
All right.
Anyway.
Maybe that's what I'm about this guy. Anna's trying to, you know, she's trying to find herself. Maybe we should give her a list of different identities she's from right now. She doesn't even know what's going on.
I'm joking. But what was I saying though?
If you don't see you're a lesbian or not.
You're giving me...
Anyway, what is your back to the dilemma? Okay, so... it's probably because...
No, but my point was that even if I was... Even if I was going to try out lesbianing.
Okay.
Yeah. Even if I was going to try it out, what's the point when they're just cheating on each other as well?
Lesbianing's not a word. And people don't choose, you know.
As in, like, you know, a lot of women, like, after they've been with men and they, like, girls do so much shit with men. Because I've heard other, I remember the other girl we knew with the tats. She was like, oh, I'm pretty sure.
If anyone,
she was like, I was with guys so much and they cheated and they hurt me. So I decided to go with women because they're like,
what? That's when I went through that phase, like, 10 years ago. But listen, can I just tell you something? Yeah. If you're choosing your sexuality based on which gender is more loyal, that's fucking ridiculous. Unless you're bisexual.
Yeah.
Then it makes sense either way, yeah? But, like, if you're saying no to men and just women because of, like, you know, loyalty, that's just dumb because I feel like all romantic relationships, you know, can be deceitful.
But you even said it yourself. I thought that was the answer to all my problems is, like, women.
I was cracking a joke. I've worked with lesbians back in the day and I know that, like, it's not the case. There's something about the dynamic in romantic relationships that kind of, like, you know, breeds like deceit or betrayal or disloyalty. You know, there is, but not with every relationship.
So this person said, I don't want to be judged, and straight away you judged them. And so
how can I judge you?
I said, the sociopath.
It was a joke.
Okay, fine.
Mean joke, man.
I said, I don't want to be judged, but I wonder, is anyone else that has a voice in their head telling them to do things?
I mean, I completely understand.
Humanity's got a voice in their head. I mean, everyone's got a voice in their head, but I mean,
excuse me, now you're calling me like...
No, we had an episode on OCD and, like, voice.
Yeah. Look, she probably just feels more, you know, empathetic towards one gender more than another.
It's not that deep, but and I don't think you should be cheating.
No, cheating is wrong.
Yeah. So even if you don't feel any guilt...
And the no remorse part is quite worrying.
No, it's obviously something that's happened in their life.
Yeah, but you need to work on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You need to work on yourself and, like, understand that... That you need to treat everyone the way you want to be treated.
100%. And also, sometimes it's not about your conscience all the time. Like, I feel like for me personally, like, what guides me is my conscience. But in certain situations, if you don't feel, like, guilt about something, you know what's right and you know what's wrong.
You should have a moral compass regardless telling you know, what's right and wrong. You don't need to feel guilt because
that's why
you're not always going to have a conscience about everything.
Exactly. That's why religion is really good for some people.
100%,
because some people may not have a conscience. Like, personally, I don't believe I need a religion because I feel like my moral compass is very much aligned with my conscience.
Yeah.
But, like, for some people that don't have that, religion is really good to help
you. I agree.
Help you make the right decision.
Yeah. I do want to say as well, like, she mentioned that she does this because she keeps getting bored, but I don't feel like that's a good excuse because you can leave.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's quite selfish to stay and have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
You know, you have to make a decision, choose the life.
Yeah.
You can't have it both ways.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Should we do one more or do one more?
Definitely become relationship counsellors at this rate.
Yeah. I'll do one more. I'm going to pick this one out of them because this one's bothered me a little bit.
Why?
Someone wrote, I can't find a man in real life or any apps because I'm just so ugly. What do I do? And it upset me a lot.
That's really upsetting. But the reason why you can't find a man on any apps or just on anything like that is because of the last sentence, because you said what you just said.
I'm ugly.
If I walked around and thinking or feeling like I'm ugly or even saying I'm ugly,
yeah,
I'm never going to find someone.
Exactly.
Because if I think I'm ugly, no one's going to think I'm beautiful.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I know we come on here and we talk about our insecurities and our issues and all our weight and stuff like that, but deep to the core, like,
we're confident.
We are confident. It's like, we wouldn't walk around saying, like, we're ugly. And sis, you're not ugly.
You're not ugly. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
Yeah.
Like, and beautiful in what way? You can think beautifully. You can behave beautifully.
Yeah.
You can have beautiful breasts.
Yeah. And, like, exactly. What is ugly and what is beautiful? Like, who even created what's beautiful, what's ugly? Like, these standards is just all made by people. And, like, you see people that you may find ugly. They're not ugly.
Yeah.
And they will be with someone that you may find beautiful.
And you need to even find the ugly things as beautiful. Or what you think is ugly, you need to start looking at it as beautiful.
Beautiful.
And if it's something like a weight issue and you're genuinely unhappy with it, then that is work on it. You don't be upset about any problem that has a solution. A.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know what B was. B is, you are beautiful, baby. But you know what this model, Nazanin Mandy, she's a Miguel's woman, wife, or whatever.
Are they still together?
I don't know if they are, okay. But she's massive on her own now. She put a reel up and she said that the first modeling agent she went to try and get a job as a model said to her, "You're pretty, but to become more photogenic and appeal to more brands, you need to get a nose job." And it's the most amazing reel. Go and check out our Instagram page. And she said, "My nose was a part of my heritage, my ancestry, you know, but because Iranians, we have big noses. Well, me, I don't know, because I kind of got lucky. I don't know how. But anyway, she was like, "I knew from a very young age I was never, ever going to touch my nose, no matter what."
Yeah.
Rate that.
I've always said I rate people that don't go down the plastic surgery route. Even though I went down it, I rate people that don't.
So especially face. Do you know why? Because your face is so unique. They're in the 7 billion population of this planet, you will never find anyone apart from obviously identical twins who've come from the same mother.
Yeah, but you say that when you get lip fillers and shit like that.
No, that doesn't. There's nothing that really changes your face as much as, like, for example, doing a nose job. Yeah, it completely transforms your face.
I mean, it's a big transformation, your nose job, but
no, but it actually is.
If you look at my face like a few years ago with all those fillers, I looked very different.
Okay, but it's a fact that nothing changes the entire face
as much as a nose.
Okay. It changes the entire face. You know, like a different person. People don't recognize certain people. Like, it's like the center of your face. It gives the uniqueness to your face.
Okay.
And you will never find anyone. You can't really get plastic surgery in your eyes. Yeah. You can fill your lips or dissolve them, but you can't change anything on your face.
You can. I was like, my cheeks sucked out.
Apart from your nose, really. Like, the nose is a massive difference. It changes you completely, which I'm not against nose jobs. I even kind of like thought of having one myself. But anyway, I think it's amazing that she just embraces her unique nose.
Yeah.
And you should embrace all the uniqueness. Like that Rupi Kaur poet, she always talks about her nose as well. And like, how she loves that about herself.
Yeah. I want to do another. We did do one episode on like body confidence and body positivity, and I really want to do another one.
Yeah. And I really feel like, sorry, I'm just jumping in here. I feel like this person who sent this last dilemma in, it's very important that she doesn't find a man right now, because the only man she's going to find is a manipulative narcissist that takes advantage of her weakness and her insecurities and uses that to kind of puppeteer her around. These are the women that end up in very abusive relationships.
Yeah.
So she actually needs to go on her healing journey
and work on herself and her confidence.
Read books like Soul Search. When me and Anna talked about how much we want to do soul searching, a girl DM'd me as well about loads of different books that we can read.
Okay.
And she's like a historian of like gender and identity and sexuality and all this stuff. And I think that is a main priority she should have.
Yeah, because it really like broke my heart when I read that dilemma, because that's like, that's not the reason that you're not finding someone. Like, you're not ugly. You are not ugly. Like, I don't even need to see you to tell you that you're not ugly. Yeah. You know, I don't need to see anybody to tell them that they're not ugly. And believe me, once you have worked on yourself, I'm sure that that person, the right person, that true love will come your way.
Yeah.
Because people are attracted to someone that loves themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's the most attractive quality.
Yeah.
This whole scenario, then it kind of works backwards. She thinks she's ugly, so she's not finding a man. But really, it's like the man won't find her because she thinks she's ugly.
Yeah, I agree. Okay,
guys, well, we love you.
We love you. We hope you enjoyed our first episode. Thank you to everyone that's been supporting us. Please subscribe, like, comment,
and share.
And we'll be back next week with, like, next week. Well, it actually won't be next week. Our second episode is going to be like, we're actually going to record it in like three weeks,
yeah,
but it'll be out next week
and I can't wait.
But you might see a big difference in us, right?
We're gonna be tanned and glowing, maybe 5 kilos heavier, but no, don't say that.
We love you.
Bye.
Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network.